Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
going
to put the number in. So now, what you notice, I put in the call line. So for those that, if y'all want to chime in, give your take from what this little breakdown is, I'll put the number on here. And now we have a call line. Shout out to Mary Brown. So let's continue on to the tape, and we're going to do this breakdown. And I'll type in the number for the call line.
Beginning of 2021, where I went viral, and I had somebody dogging me. It was a lot of black women, some black guys chipped in. But instead of...
I went on Kendra's show. I don't know if you've seen that. Did you see when I went on Kendra's show?
Nah, I didn't.
Kendra G. Oh, yeah. They dogged me. Well, Kendra Kendra actually dogged me herself, but at the end of the day, you know me personally. Do I run around whining about Kendra?
Nah, man.
Do I run around whining about, oh, these black women said this?
And I think that's the thing, because for me, when my situation happened, instead of lashing out or directing that, I'm like, yo, okay, cool. I see what they said. Guess what? All of these things that you're talking about, y'all dragging me on what was listed in my profile. It ain't nothing to change my profile.
Mm-hmm.
I could make changes and then make it, you know, applicable to more people. So y'all are helping me out. So sometimes criticism may not be constructive, but you can make it constructive based on that information and based on what you're trying to do. So
it's about your point of view.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's about your point of view, all right? Because
now, pause a second. The call line's there. One thing I will say this. It's the difference between men and women and how we develop and really learn from our mistakes, as you could tell. I did remember Mr. Letgo was on Kendra G's platform months ago. And she tried to, I think the brother tried to reach the humane side of Kendra G, which is another woman. I think she's a thot, a ratchet. I'm not sure, possibly, because, you know, there's no way hell you carry a platform and you open up and you have all these people, most of our people in the community, that's looking and want to find mates. And for some reason, a lot of them, it's a shit show. I just got to tell you. I've seen highlights from people from social media, and I say, I would never dare call on a show like that. But like I said, you find our people trying to look for love in many platforms. And it's looking really bad. I mean, even Kevin operates his show a little bit more professionally than Kendra. I don't know what Kendra's doing personally, you know. But like I said, Mr. Letgo tried to reach the humane side of Kendra, and Kendra kind of cussed him out. Even to the point, feel in her mind that, you know, women getting married, they always plan their exit strategy. And I say, what? So you jumping into some to jump out quickly? You must not even jump in it at all. In my opinion. But like I said, the modernism today, so people, especially women, are going to be filing much quicker than they could easily put their heels on, but or put on their pants, whatever. Let's continue.
Because if your point of view is skewed, you're going to think you're a victim of all these people talking about you. Because whenever you go on social media, people are going to have an opinion about you, and they have the right to have that, you know?
This is, man. And you gotta be ready for it. You gotta be ready for it. It makes some things about Married at First Sight, Kristen Page. Some people might have seen that. Man, that was a whole situation. But you gotta be willing to take the punches if you yourself out there like that. And even previous to this show coming out, like, yo, it could be negative spin on this date that I gotta be prepared for. So I'm gonna roll with it regardless. But you'll show the information and we'll see what happens.
Right, so we still need 60 more likes, so I'm still waiting on the likes to go up. So here we go. Here's a little bit more. So hit the like button, y'all. Hit the like button. Drop a super chat. Drop a...
Now, as she continues on, and mind you, before she did this dating show, she was on another show, I believe on YouTube. I can't remember the name of the show, but that show came out maybe a month later or a week, 2 weeks later before the end of 2020, and they were going to help hook a sister up to find a boo, a Boaz, not my fault, a high value man. Yes, yes. She went on there. Well, actually, they reached out to her after she drew many attentions throughout the internet. And the funny thing about all this, in my opinion, is that you got to learn and take not only real criticism, but you should be taking advice, especially if you're going to go on anybody's channel and you're seeking help. And don't you find it ironic? She never went to any channel like the femininity coaches, the level up coaches, all these so-called fail institutions. And I say fail loosely because I am friends with a few of them that is a matchmaker. And trust me, one matchmaker I have on my show constantly, she tells me personally she does not matchmake for women. Boom. And you know why she never matchmakes or matchmakes for women?
You're average at best.
Now, that might be the reason. Hey, let's continue.
Aaron 1000, let's go.
I think you've done the self-work. I just see the comments, and that's the main thing when it comes to matchmaking.
So, okay, this right here, in my opinion, is, well, it's his perception, but I don't see the confidence because she's still whining. So let me back up just a little bit.
Stated what I wanted, and they to them. I just stated what I wanted, and they came and attacked me, and I'm like...
Okay, nobody attacked you, young lady. Like, people have a right to their opinion.
But you see, you must forget, Mr. Letgo, in regards to the black female. If you criticize her, it's an attack. If you laugh at her, it's an attack. If you call her, it's an attack. And even as far as if you go and do the greatest of all sins.
You're average at best.
If that's how they feel about me, I don't want to date black men. I had a disdain for them.
I think you've done the self-work.
Okay, he said, I think you've done the self-work. We're about to go into the date between you and him. I mean, you and her, but... The self-work, let's look at, this is, I'm about to bring up the average at best stream.
Now, like I said, I probably will, my take on it again, because, you know, it has to be looked at, the average at best stream. And the funny thing with the average at best stream, did she really learn on the average at best stream? Answer is pretty much no, in my opinion. From watching that little highlight, and if anybody ever watched the actual full date scene of Jessica, you know where to find, you could comment, you know. But anyway.
Here, guys. Is what I'm realizing.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and net it out for you. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button.
The guys you want aren't asking you out.
Well, I haven't been putting myself out there, honestly.
But you put yourself out there enough for the guys you don't want or believe you to ask you out.
Those
right
guys I met online.
Right. So, again, the men you want are not asking you out. See, you ladies do this. You go and deal.
Now, as you know, and yeah, I have to do the breakdown of this personally, because let's be honest, she did not really learn from having the conversation kind of the same as years ago. But let me keep playing this.
That's why you're alive.
Well, the first thing, well, first of all, I would tell you, what I said in here automatically is a problem. Why you would come onto a show that you know is a disagreement day? It's selfish.
No, Mr. Samuels, it's not selfish. Black people have a capacity to get and want something for free. Yes. Yes, they want service. They want a bargain. They want the same outcomes from other set black men or a black woman that's in the business of providing service. They want that same outcomes for free. And the funny thing about this that I find very insulting when now I'm going back, reliving this moment, is if you're a woman that's making money, making six figures for more than 2 years, you're telling me as a man that you're not going to pay for the service for the or pay the consultation fee to get a real session either by Mr. Samuels, which he is an image consultant, or any other provider service male? I'm confused. Oh, let me check. See my, okay, no one. If y'all call on the call line, I will flip back and forth to make sure anybody might have raised their hand. As y'all know, I'm on one device right now, so that guy's got to bear with me, unfortunately. And it's a lot of work. But let's continue. But I'll tell you one thing. One thing we have to do better as people, and it needs to stop, and I think most black people that has their own business or their own hustle, they go out to stop with the bargainings with a lot of our people, personally, in my opinion. I think as a person, when we work for ourselves, or we hustle, or whatever the case may be, whatever we do, anytime you come across your own people, I'll be honest with you, you got to set your price and set it firm, and they're either going to accept it or go find a store. By doing so, and enough of us, if we are hustling or have our own little small business or a good, well-established business, in doing this, you re-engineer and reinforce the dependency, the bargaining mentality, the cheapness amongst the group of our people. It will solely cease to exist. But it takes a conscious effort that one business owner can do. It has to be enough of black people that has their own business that provides a service to take the initiative and take the actions to start clamping down on the free crap. You hear people say, hook a brother up, hook a sister up. When they water down the price that you set, rather is double this, they're showing you as the person that's the seller. They're insulting you. They are giving you a big pimp slap in your goddamn face when they are offering and saying that they want to pay for the same product for less. And I know why most black people do, because they think that if no person buys, no one else will. Well, you're going to have to expand your business a little better. Your business is supposed to cater to not only in your group, but outside the group. Why do you think most black businesses don't really succeed beyond 3 years? Because if you're only focused on one demographic, you're going to struggle. Because one thing is evident, majority of our people don't have to really spend the money on black business. And this is the underlying truth that no one's telling y'all this. And the reason I'm telling y'all this, unfortunately, is because they don't see you of any fucking value. Yes, I said, they do not see you as any form of value. That's why they could come around here and disrespect your business. They'll possibly looter it. They might even go as far as steal, if they give or take, or do something else that's criminal in nature, or whatever the case may be. And we don't care about the circumstance. I'm looking at why you do it. because you don't see no value in yourself, so you're not going to see any value of any established business that is run and operate that has the same phenotype or the same racial background as you. So I'm going to stop rambling. I'm going to keep going with the tape.
It's like, yes, ma'am. It's so, it's like, I want what I want.
So hold on, let me back up.
Hey, can I come join in on you?
What I'm trying to do is rather rude.
So here's the part I really wanted y'all to see. Hit the like button, y'all.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 35.
35 years old. 35 years old and you're a business owner.
Now, that was 2 years ago. So now she is now in the late 30s. She's in her late 30s now, 37. On the what the dudes like to keep rambling, she is now hit the wall. Not post wall, sub wall. I mean, hit the wall. You know, so let's keep going.
And what's your question?
My issue is, I want to know at what point when just meeting the guy, do I tell him that I'm a business owner? Because my problem is that when I try to date down and the conversation comes up to where I own the business, the guy is either like, hey, can I come join in on you on that business? Or can I put some in and be a business partner?
So before he speaks, you know, when we're talking about roles reverse, usually on any good, especially knowing each other, you just get in the process of just knowing each other. All the other things about qualifications, I mean, it comes into play. But you just get to understand the basics of, or examining the temperature between the two of you. Now, I'm not sure if she starts off telling people, say, I'm a dog business owner, you know. And let's be honest, dudes tell Lale's countless times, we're not really interested in your money. It don't come into our mind and say, oh, she makes a lot of money. We don't contemplate that. Even me as a man, as my age, I don't really think about saying, I'm looking for a woman with this amount of money. Come on. We look at it, and ladies, I'm going to have to reiterate this to keep it real with the fellas. Not just how we always know when we come across you is how well you look, how you present yourself, and possibly how you treat us, maybe. And if you do that, you know, it's a start. Oh, let me see. I see a comment. She's entering the tail end of her fertility. I'm not sure where the wall is. Actually, there is no wall because she has crashed the wall, KW Dawn 7. As you know, she, last time in this encounter, she only has one kid. And I think her son now is, I think her son is like 17 years old now. Because last time they said this, the boy was like 14 or 15 years old. I forgot the age. I had to run the tape, the whole tape, the average of best part, but let's keep going.
What this is actually saying, and this is the 2 years ago, the guys that are, you know, she's meeting, they're looking to use her or utilize her as a business partner because they're not necessarily interested and actually wanting to be with her. And partly it sounds like she sounds like a child in a way. So the guys that she's talking to, they're not looking to actually want to be with her. They're looking to try to use her and, you know, like be a part of her business.
And I'm not looking for that. And I honestly...
Hold on. I need to be clear on this subject. Where are you at?
North Carolina.
And you're saying when to tell somebody you own a business?
Because I find when I date down, guys see an interest and want to be like a business partner.
Now, you know, I find it interesting. Now, when people tell me say they date up and date down, me as a person, I don't know what that is personally. Wait, I see some in the comment. Huh? Outside the cube, the only thing I find decent is her, she's not fat woman, which is an A plus. Now, regardless of the face, but like I said, and ladies, you must take notes, unfortunately. If you're not attractive in the face, regardless you have makeup on, the second best thing you can do is make sure your body is nice and tight as possible. Now, when my tight, it should not be too fat. Is that simple? Now, when people talk about fat, people going to think that thick is fat. No, thick is fat. Even in the right places. After you get older, it becomes and it turns to cheese over time. Trust me, I see some women that were in their certain 20s and they never take the health seriously. And as they start hitting in their 30s or if they have children, that fat that they had in their body starts to, you know, increase and doesn't look real good over time. Because if you're not known to keep your health to par, the only thing that happens to you as a woman is your weight will constantly increase. It will not fluctuate. As you know, we had a pandemic. A lot of people have gained weight. Someone's got sick. And other unfortunates happen. But it's a testament that once you're not doing activities, active activities, the default is you start to put on pounds. And if you're not in, I would say, in the habit of always being active, and you don't have to go crazy being active, but just physically active enough, you will not put on too much weight. I see another comment. Next comment. All right. I don't have any issues with the women. She's just ugly. Like fat women, they tend to be used for their money. Yes, true. Anything passes a size 8 is overweight for a female. And you know, I'll give you that, Mr. Don 7. I'll give you that. I think if anything, if the sister's going to fight for a certain body type or we call a dress size, the African-American woman should shoot for a 6. If she can't get to a 4, that's fine. A man will deal with a 6. Now, I can't pull up pictures what a 6 looks like because that's not the point of today's stream. But if you are interested, I will do a follow-up stream, but I will need some feedback during the comments of every video if you get through this. This is going to be a lengthy one, people. So bear with me. Bear with me. Let's continue.
And I'm learning that maybe I need a high-value man because that's what
well,
I
Well, first off, okay, so that is her 2 years ago. So hit the like button. Hit the like button. So let's go. So what are your thoughts so far, DM?
Man, I wrote a couple of notes. Sounds like
okay.
Her concern is...
Because we're about to go in the date in a second. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going on a date. I got to work.
No. I'm saying we're about to talk about your date with her.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think the fact that she wants a guy that's making 100K, she is concerned about dating down.
No, she wants a six-figure brother. We must correct ourselves, Mr. Woods. When ladies talk about 100K, they actually default want somebody in the six figures. And not to mention, most men, depending if they work a job, which most of them do, not everybody's an entrepreneur. If they're entrepreneur, you better be making a lot of money out of your little business. And trust me, I've talked to tax experts because how they're now pushing certain, the natural tax from 21% back to 28%. That if you work in your own job and you're not making, let's say, roughly $500 or more K in your business, you're not, by paper, six figures. And this is something that I'm only sharing with y'all that's not been discussed. They're not telling you this. I'm saying most of us that's black, not just man or any race, but just we're going to talk about black for now, that's making six figures legitimately, because you got to put in the mind, you got to pay taxes off the money you make. So 120, if you make or so-called make, you got to subtract that by whatever the percentage is. And you aren't bringing home over 8K a year after the after taxes. So if you're 120 after taxes, you bring home 84K. And that's something I did not knew about till last week. So that's some food for thought for people to really get an understanding of. Let's continue.
Dating down, I have an issue with that, right?
Okay.
And then additionally, she wants to know when to talk about her business. I think, you know, wanting to find out about what guys want that are making 100K and, you know, when to talk about our business, I think those are fair questions. But
yeah,
what stands out for me is that dating down.
Okay. So on the date with you, first thing she started doing was talking about her business, right?
No. So,
before we continue, as y'all know, I should have did this. My apologies, people. My apologies. I have a call number for those who want to voice their opinions. I normally drop the link, but today I'm doing something a little bit special. I'm going to pin the call link for y'all to call in and give your thoughts and opinions. This is a call show. You know, so don't be scared. I know I got a few people watching, passing by watching this, and you are listening to or seeing this for the first time. Please give a call in, give your thoughts and opinion, and we can have this conversation. So let us continue. Okay. Where am I? Okay.
So it started off as just like a regular blind date. First date kind of situation.
Uh-huh.
About yourself, where you're located, are you from the area, do you like dogs? So that part was really cool. For me, it seemed towards the end of the date, for me, that she was promoting her business. So it made me kind of just switch up and say, okay, well, we're going to have this conversation. This is my book. I'm a dating coach. And just start to promote myself with that.
Okay.
You know, I always find it interesting if some ladies walk into any date or meet a mate, they really hang high on their accomplishments, which is fine. I think one of the issues when we date as people, I always question how we're effective communicators, personally, you know. We get to the point, but it should be more based on some other things, because I'll be honest, majority of us today, we're not really seeking to be husbands and wives on the regular. No matter if we are a certain age, 30, and maybe in the mid-30s, so maybe late 20s. Usually when we talk about dating in the 21st century, it's always on hookup culture, personally. We're trying to see, you know, us dudes, we try to see what that panties look like, you know what I'm saying? What them, what that mouth do. Just keeping it real with y'all. You know? All right, let's keep going.
Okay. All right, so let's go back to the video. Everybody hit the like button. Get the likes up. All right, so we're back to the video.
I just see the confidence, and that's the main thing when it comes to matchmaking. We want our clients to be confident. We have so many women that have people to us and probably love us for me. I don't think I deserve it.
So right here, and I have to chop it up like this because I don't want to get, you know, we got to chop the content up. If we don't, we get flat. So I got to stop it every couple seconds.
Only light. No flat.
Right. So this is about fair use. So he said, and I'm not a matchmaker, he said that a lot of women that come to him, or them, those two matchmakers, are women who feel like they've given up, they want to give up on love, or they don't think they deserve love. Now, with that verbiage, what I hear is women who don't necessarily want to do the work, and they're going to a dating service to to get their dating service to find a man for them simply because they don't want to do the work. So to a certain degree, because he did say a second ago, well, I like how confident you are because it sounds like you did the self-work. But with her victimizing herself to this day, talking about they attacked me on social media, she still doesn't seem to have an understanding of how people have the right to have their opinion. And when you put yourself out there as a world, whoever is going to have our particular way of seeing how you show up in the world.
And that is the point that I want people to get a clear understanding of this, to get to the more meat of things. You have to be not only aware of your surroundings, but you must be have a clear ideal. You're putting yourself out there for the whole world to see you and how you carry yourself. And if you carry yourself in a goofy manner, the whole world is going to look at you and portray you as a goofy person. What's good, Mary? The phone line is open. If you want to call in, please. I'll check periodically. Oh, I see somebody raised their hand. I'll take the first call. All right, caller 409. Who's this?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
Hey, good to hear from you. No, I just, I was just browsing and I heard some of the things you were saying, man. Sounds right on. You're talking about, you know, people being their own thing, you know, don't give in to the libations of what other people say or do, right?
Well, it's sort of, but really truly what I'm saying, before I go into, how far have you been listening to the stream so far?
Man, I just joined, I just was browsing and I clicked and I caught about 5 minutes of what you said and it intrigued me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm in.
Okay. Well, for a quick I'm just going to give a simple recap because I got to continue with the tape because it's very lengthy, but not too lengthy. As you know, this is on the average at best after a year and a half. And this is what we call an update of the progression of the lady that went on Kevin Samuel's show. In regards, she was looking for, quote unquote, a high value man and was seeking out Mr. Samuel for advice how to attain high value man. That's just a background.
And
the dude that you're hearing, it would dated this woman. So that's just a quick background. Now, anything besides that, that's just a little background, but anything else because I have to continue playing this.
Okay, no, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just, you know, I thought it was interesting you're talking about, I thought there was something that you said I thought was interesting, you know, talking about like being your own thing, right? I don't get the, maybe I'm not in tune to the high value man stuff, but I mean, I think all men are high value now. I mean, we're all good. I mean, all men want to treat women with respect and we want to treat women like they're on a pedestal. That's what men do, you know, and we're all high value. And like, what's the deal? A gal's looking for a high value man. We're all high value gal.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. All right, thank you, Carl, for calling in. Sit back and enjoy the show, like always. All right?
All right, brother. Hey, you keep on keeping on, man.
Thank you. Let me see. I'm trying to figure out how this thing works. Okay. All right, let's continue the tape, people. And thanks for the call that called in.
So it sounds like she's still operating with this victim mentality, oh, woe is me type of thing, and now she's on a dating show being like, find me a good man because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Am I wrong in that or what?
Well, I will say it's the operative word, and she used the word has. So if somebody's using the term in the word had, it sounds as though that there was some growth, but that was a major problem, which I completely understand.
Okay.
With Joseph and Real Black Love, what I can say is they are matchmakers. They also have a dating app. There's a lot of people that give up. But when it comes to when somebody chooses to use a matchmaker, it can be for different reasons, possibly because they don't want to do the work. It can also save a lot of time. Dealing with a matchmaker, you don't have to do the work, right? You literally won't have matches brought to you, but you're paying for it. So there's always...
Like I said before, matchmaking, it varies between the sex. As y'all know, a lot of matchmakers that deal with women, they have their issues with women, especially the sisters, and we all know why. You look at your favorite matchmakers here on social media, YouTube, how they're expressing their thoughts and opinions after matchmaking for ladies for maybe well over a decade, how they decide that they're just not going to continue doing it because women, like especially one Miss, I think Rebecca Glenn Pope, said that they're unrealistic. And now Maraxi, she's back in the she's back in the matchmaking business. You can't make this shit up, man. I tell you, the reason why matchmakers exist because, like the brother said, and I'm gonna say personally, people are lazy. 30-40 years ago, there was no such thing as a matchmaker. Matter of fact, I think matchmaker maybe, and I could be wrong because I remember Letitia gave me a history lesson. Sorry. Matchmaking. It says it's been around a little longer. But I look at when people talk about matchmakers, personally, in my opinion, I look at it as people that got money to really go out the way to matchmake, personally. But how she matchmakes in her business, the men that are the clients that is looking for a potential mate, these men make, on average, and this is what she told me personally, 80K and up. And 80K is just the benchmarker. And mind you, that's not six figures, people. So when ladies talking about six figures, you're lucky if you can find a man that's making over 70K. And they said the average median for American males splits between 40 to 50K. 40K is roughly $20 an hour. 50K, if my math suits me, I would say that's roughly $30 an hour. And let me check on my, let me calculate that, make sure I'm right, because I don't want to give off numbers and I'm going off the fly of my head. So let's say $30 an hour times 4 weeks. All right, so let's say that's $30 an hour. So that looks like that sounds right. 30K, yeah, so 30, so 2 weeks. So, yeah, roughly it's around that. But I'm not going to hold y'all time. I'll look into calculations further. But my prediction is roughly either 30K an hour or 25K an hour. But let's keep going.
Going to be, in no matter what industry you are, a time versus money switch. And if you don't have time, you can give money and that can shorten your time. However, there are individuals that will go exactly like you said to a matchmaker simply because they don't want to do the work.
Okay. Boom. Mrs. E, let me do this because you more into numbers. I'm going to drop the link for you, brother. Because normally I can have you call on Blog Talk Radio, but I don't think you're going to. But to make things easier, because I need someone with the numbers. This is for Mrs. E. If you see the link, Mrs. E, come up. Thank you. Let's continue. All right. Well, do me a favor, Mrs. Z. If you're available now, please let me know. I'll drop the link again. So, but let me continue. But I'm reading now what you're saying. If $25 is $50K, so I that sounds right. An extra $5, that makes sense because 30 should be 60. So you're right. The math sounds right. But like I said, the link's there whenever you're ready. Let's continue, guys.
Word. And I don't think that that should be the answer. I think.
Do you think this was the case for her or no? Because we about to go
man,
into the
there's so, there's so much behind this one, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't even speak on that.
Okay.
It's a lot of variables where is this the opportunity for her to redeem herself?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the opportunity to rewrite her narrative? Is this the opportunity to find somebody? Bro, there's all kind of pieces that could be here. I'm
going to
assume positive
intent. Okay, cool. All right, everybody hit the like button. We need...
Yes, sir.
All right, turn your volume up a little bit, y'all. This particular clip was a little lower. So if y'all can't hear it, my apologies. But this was just... This is a clip DM sent me. So, sometimes when you send it somewhere, it gets distorted a little bit. So make sure to turn your volume up just for a second on this.
Hi. I'm so excited. I have to know how everything went.
Where Jessica is now, opposed to where she started, is 90 days.
And that's good because you're changing the way you allow men to treat you. And that's what our job as a matchmaker is.
So she says, you're changing how you allow men to treat you. To me, it still sounds like the world versus the person and not the actual person being somebody that is growing, right?
Yeah.
Men are attacking me. Oh. Then she goes to the matchmaker. And then the first thing that they say, is... how people treat you with, you got to see, what about how you are showing up? Because people are going to treat you like you show up. So it's not about how people are treating you. So to me, it still sounds like the pandering or let's protect the world from this woman. No, if she still ain't healed, she still ain't going to find a man. So go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, that's good. Hold on. Let me stop this because this thing is interrupting me. Shut down the Discord. Sorry about it, guys. Yeah, man. Like I said, things go good when things go bad. I'm good, but when things go bad, I tell you, the whole world look like shit to some of us. But I see somebody raise their hand on the phone line. Let me check who this is. Calling from the ATL. Who's this?
What's going on, player?
Oh, what's good? This is the Amiri Browner calling in. What's good, Amiri?
Nothing much, man. What's up?
I'm good. How so far you're sitting back and absorbing it so far, Amiri? What's your take, if any?
You know these niggas get on my nerves, man. Like, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He's like, go talk about something else, man. Leave the girl alone. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done had a good little run off of her. You know, different things that came up off of the girl. Let her go do what she's doing, man. See, that's what I'm telling you. Like, everybody want to be the next Kevin Samuels. That's the only reason why this nigga covering this shit. Why you worried about what she's doing on a matchmaking show? You know what I'm saying? Go talk about something else. Like how much juice you plan to get from a how much juice you plan to squeeze from a orange? You know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
Like
yeah.
she done served as a fighter enough, man. Like, come on, man. Like these dudes, man. I don't. Shit's stupid to me. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Like she's on this matchmaking show on Bravo. Let her have her 15 minutes in the sunshine. Why are you worried about it? You know what I'm saying? I kind of use it as make you little bullshit ass content. Every time you come around, there's some fucking relationship guru or something popping up. You know what I'm saying? I shut the fuck up. You know? Yeah. Now I heard something they was talking about the money, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one aspect.
I think that's the main aspect.
Now that I think
about it. I mean, it shouldn't be. It's like the main attribute that a woman should be judging a man by shouldn't be his money or his ability to make money. It should be his character. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm saying money doesn't make the man. You know, it's the man's character, his core values, the things he believes, because ultimately that's going to determine the way he treats you. Money is just a tool. This is how like a lot of women put themselves in this man advantageous situations, messing with guys like that. And I can appreciate a woman who's intelligent enough to know what she needs to. What she requires to sustain her lifestyle. So I don't have a problem with a woman wanting to be, you know, provided for, but that can't be the only attribute or the main attribute. The main attribute that a woman should be looking at is a man's character, core values, those things that he believes that govern his life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how a lot of these women get themselves in trouble with these high value fuck boys. See, it's a lot of high value fuck boys running around here, and that's how they be getting jammed up. It ain't just about money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then I heard that other caller. He was saying, you know, we're all high value. Yeah, okay. Let's say we take that argument, then. The fact of the matter still remains that some of us are higher value than others. We're not all the same.
Okay.
You know, like I said, that's one of the enduring misconceptions of, you know, of Western civilization, this thing where all men are created equal. That's not true. Some men are better than others.
Not true at all. Not true at all. Yep.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's all I wanted.
One thing I do want to add and ask the question, Mary Sissy, online. You said about it's not the money most ladies should not focus on. It normally should be the character of the men. But why is so a lot of women today focus more on the aspect of money, but we don't really hear about the character of the person on the average, from your perspective?
Because everybody wants something for nothing. They don't want to have to build a life for a person. So they want everything already made and already in place. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you don't know what that person went through or what he did to get that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then if he did like all these heinous things to get this money, what makes you think he won't do those same things to you? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's how you gotta look at it at the end of the day if you're coming from a woman's vantage point. You know, that's how they should look at it, but a lot of them don't. Yeah, they're thinking about the so called leveling up. You know. But don't level down by trying to level up.
Mm-hmm.
You're pushing all your value on your fiat currency. And don't care nothing at all about the man's character and his core values, which is, like I said, ultimately, that's what is going to determine how he treats you. So I'm saying a man who gives his last to provide for a woman has given more than a rich man who gives just a little bit out of his treasure. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's all about the character.
A lot of these women today got a lot of shit twisted with them. And that's how they end up losing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing with men. Like, a lot of dudes, you know, they want, you know, they want the dime piece. They want, see, that's what you see a lot of these men complaining about. They're complaining because the aesthetic of the woman they desire, it doesn't have the character of the woman they desire. See what I'm saying? Like, the women who are, who, like, you know, who you consider dime pieces and stuff like that, those women gonna be out there, especially in this day and time, because it's just so easy. It's so easy for a woman to court several different suitors at one time because of Instagram, Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Because of social media. So it's a, you know, she basically, like, at any given time can have hundreds of niggas in a DM, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what they're complaining about. That's why I said everybody wants something from that. The woman, they want, you know, these dime pieces, but they want these dime pieces to have the attitude and the disposition and the humility and shamefacedness of, like, a plain Jane. But it don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? I guess it's a bad bitch look. She's gonna come with the bad bitch attitude. You know what I'm saying? So she's bad and she knows she's bad, so she ain't taking this shit. You gotta be a baller or, you know what I'm saying, to really fuck with her like that. That's what you see a lot of dudes complaining about.
Hmm. Okay.
You know. But they should be looking for the same thing. People should, like, this is how it works. Like, if you're looking just for, like, you know, like a sexual romp or a sexual liaison with a person, then, I mean, you don't need a dime for that, right? Like, you can get a 7, even a 6, even a 5.
Mm-hmm.
That would. Like, that doesn't matter. And the same thing for a woman. Like, a woman is just looking for, like, a roll in the hay with a guy. She doesn't really necessarily care about what his pocket's looking like, because she's just after another herself. But then what happens is, like, if you're looking for something more long-term, more like on a long-term relationship, they're still looking for those, they're looking for the, like, what they desire, what they're basing everything off of is still superficial. It, like, superficialness becomes more important than it ordinarily would be. If they were just looking for, like, a quick nut. See what I'm saying? But,
right.
But, like, that's fleeting. Ultimately, it's the character you should be looking at, the character of the person. Especially if you're talking about being with this person long term. Like, so the reason why you have so many people traumatized and stuff in the date market is because the motherfuckers, they no character. The people have no character. The people, like, they're fucked up. They're narcissistic, they lie, they're toxic. You see what I'm saying? Like, I told you that. Like we're living in an age where sociopathy and psychopathy is becoming normalized. And people have no concern for how they treat or mistreat people. And they'll think of anything to justify it. Treating the person, lying to a person. Like, they, you know, that zero-sum game mentality. But they think they gotta, you know, where it's winner take all. They have to win at your expense. You have so much of that going on, and that's why you got all these traumatized motherfuckers out here. The whole thing with the dating experience is nothing but trauma-minded.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's nothing but trauma-minded, because all these motherfuckers traumatized because the shit is fucked up.
Okay. All right. All right, Eric. Good. All right. It's good. And Karen, you know, at times I know you're driving. At times I hope people can make out. I heard you clear enough. But I tell people times when you're on the road again, you got to do what you got to do. Get me? Yeah, you know. You know what it is.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to drop down and listen.
All right, cool. All right, thank you, man. Right. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. That is Amir Brown, the Amir Brown Show, as y'all know. I be, you know, co-hosting on his side, so, like always, people, you know the drill. All right. I see somebody in the back. I'm going to let you up now. I present to y'all Mr. Z, Black in Effect. What's good, Mr. Z?
What's going on, Chaos?
I'm good. I know you want to chime in, but let me continue on with this because this is some wine now. So let's continue.
Yeah, man. So I'm going to speak in general terms right here.
Okay.
Because it doesn't apply to all matchmakers and coaches and people. But generally speaking, when a woman talks to a woman, there is a different delivery.
Yes.
There's a feminine energy. There's a reaffirming. There's a built up of.
Yeah.
Where a lot of times when a guy may communicate, it's a lot more direct and it's more about your impact on others as opposed to others' impact on you. So I understand that. I get it. Girl circle, the woman circle, the bond.
Yeah.
What is it? I forgot all the different terms they out. You know.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Men, we gotta teach them men.
Girl code. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's like this girl code stuff.
You know, they always call that we have what we call a bro code. Yeah, I think that they need to give that label as a girl code, or a call a sister code, for lack of a better term. Okay. Oh, and y'all guys got 6 seconds, and the call line will possibly, actually, the call line will still be open because you call it, you should be able to still call if I remember how Blog Talk works again. But you know, you only have a few minutes now, so call in now if you want to join the call line. Let's continue.
I did. I'm like, yo, what are you talking about? Okay. All right, so let's keep going. Oh, and New York Boss Lady, thank you for tuning in from Twitch.
Is give them the opportunity to find people that they can fall in love with. So give us the details.
Yes.
Like, we want to know, how did it go? Are you from the area?
I am from the area.
Hi.
I'm Paleo Presbyterian.
Okay, first of all, what the hell is paleo pescatarian? What the hell? All
right, so yeah, that was...
I don't know what... Let me see if I can fast forward that. Where is this? No, I can't do it because it's going to mess it up. So let me... I'm just going to keep running it.
So funny that they brought that up. Okay, so when I'm at my ideal eating, because sometimes I like to eat my steaks and et cetera, right?
Okay.
But ideal eating is essentially pescatarian seafood. Starting there, but I also limit it on the paleo side, so it'll literally be seafood, fruits, vegetables, and nuts, but no rice, no bread, etc. And when I'm eating that way, my body is optimized at its full potential. So at that time, that's what I was eating.
Was that a good time to bring up his paleo, whatever, like on a...
So he doesn't consume too much starch, which starch is number one thing that builds too much fat in the system. If people know, when you overstarch, it causes havoc in your digestive tract, and it stores, for those who's not familiar. So ladies, if you want to keep your nice figure intact, try to remove as much carbs as possible in your diet, as best as possible, especially if you're not being very active personally. Continue.
A date, because
I said, I'm not sure how that came up. It could have been like they asked me about the pizza because people, you know, the producers are there too, right? And I was like, oh, well, now I can't have pizza. So I was like, oh, why can't you eat pizza? And that's how it came up. But yeah, I don't even remember, man. It was a while ago.
I'm just saying. That, okay, all right, let's keep going. So that is like,
sure,
that would have a negative.
Oh, Mr. Z, one question, since you're here.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if you remember last year, the end of 2020 going on the first week of January or around that same month, that when she did that show with Kevin, when she called in, that these matchmakers reached out to her to try to prove Kevin wrong, that someone is going to take on a 35-year-old baby mama of a teenage boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I write that they would come in because they know that Kevin got a lot of attention and traction, more than the first viral video, which he did pay for on Worldstar. You get me? Before this one came around in December. You get me?
You know, going to what you're talking about, yeah, so they wanted to embarrass Kevin and show that he was way too harsh and this young lady wasn't asking for anything too unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said in the beginning, I've been watching on and off. Like she said in the beginning, she was done with black men. As you can see, maybe not. So, the matchmakers definitely tried to show that Kevin didn't know what he was talking about. And as you can see, you know, rest in peace. Maybe he didn't know what he was talking about. You know, I'll pause right there.
All right, let's continue.
For you. If you're going to beat her up, I'm beating you up with that. I ain't paying you. Nigga, if you don't just eat some pizza.
So, no meat, fish, but I can only eat fruit, vegetables.
So did you just say you don't eat fruits and vegetables? What the hell?
No, they edited that weird. I think they edited it to make it even more.
Okay, so I don't eat fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, I think they really edited that. They edited the heck out of that, man. I'm telling you.
No!
I knew it. But, yeah, I could tell that kind of threw her off a little bit. Now, I'm going to keep it real. So, when I was out dating unintentionally, if a woman was like, yo, I'm a vegan, I'm a vegetarian, I was like, so,
yeah.
I don't know how that could be negative at one point. But let's keep watching.
Okay.
That we set her up on, and also in our database. I have RBL seeing that, the biggest database in the country for black people.
People. You don't have those people at your disposal, then you have nothing.
Right.
So I like,
love it.
I know, it's like, so I love that. And you love dogs. Do you have any dogs?
When I get a dog.
Okay.
All right, when I get a dog. I need something.
You know, I find it interesting, Mrs. Z. I'm not sure how tall you are, but I find it's a pisney with a lot of our sisters that this man is super tall. I'm not sure where this ideal that taller is more protective. I understand where that psychology comes from.
That's somewhat biological, but it's also something of a status. I think when they, you know, a taller dude might seem more attractive to women. That's just natural. But once again, because of the particular society we live in,
mm-hmm.
a lot of this is also like signaling to other women, like, look at my man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this is you've heard me say this before, but it's like the bends of a man, right? Look at my S-class, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Look at my big S-class. He's 6'2", he's 6'3", he's 6'4", he's 6'5". So yeah, a lot of that is what they're attracted to naturally, but also like a kind of status symbol also. And I'll pause right there.
Okay,
she likes you, bro. Like, I want to ask you, like, why y'all ain't get together, but I'll say that for a second.
That's, like, big like me. So, Great Dane, I've looked at him a few times.
That's a big dog. You hear that? I think that's a big dog.
It was your first date in a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
A date with my new set of eyes.
I like that. A date with her new set of eyes. Now she's getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Now she's getting somewhere, you know, because that is how you look at life. Once you've actually did the work that she said she did, whether she did or not, I don't know. But when you start dating with a new set of eyes, now she's using a verbiage that would kind of like tell me, just from an onlooker, that she has done some type of work.
Great point.
So I like what she just said.
So you said you moved out here from?
Yeah, North Carolina. I'm in the process of franchising my business.
Okay.
And my second location, I wanted to be down here in Atlanta. So.
All right, so she's in Atlanta, fellas.
Now, I remember the old man told a lot of these ladies, if you live in a regular metropolitan city, like, I'm not sure what part of North Carolina she's at, and now she's in Atlanta, Georgia, that if you're doing, and you're a certain woman, and you look for a so-called, I guess what they call provider male, especially black male, you got to know where these men are at, personally. North Carolina, they have black men there. Not sure what the average income, but what they're doing. But most men in North Carolina either work for somebody else or working themselves, one or the other. And I'm not familiar with the state personally. But I know North Carolina is very productive in certain parts of North Carolina. It has some high-tech stuff as well, which they don't talk about. But it's ironic that this woman left that state, which she probably should have anyway, to go to another state where this ratio of 10 to 1, more women than men?
I'm not sure about the whole state of Georgia, but definitely Atlanta. Oh, man, she jumped out of the frying pan into the fire. Like the, and she thought the competition was stiff in North Carolina. Jeez.
Mm. That's my point, Mr. C. You went to another region where you had to compete with other black women that are, let's be honest, if their body is real or not, they got the body, and they're very much good looking in the face. So I think she was asked to be sizzle, personally, Mr. Z. That's why she went to Georgia. She said, screw it. Let me go into the fire pan and take a more greater risk. But anyway, let's continue.
Fishing out here just to get everything situated, and I love the area so far. So I'm excited about being down here. You really have come a long way from where we first met you, and we are very, very proud of you.
I'm proud of you for doing that inside work.
Yeah, it was much needed.
Much needed. Okay. Yeah. So let's toast to Real Black Love in New Jersey.
Okay, so now my question is, why did y'all not continue to date? Because you got a whole new girlfriend now. Like, why isn't she your girlfriend now instead of this chick?
So what's interesting is, and I'm putting my coach eyes on for a second, right?
Okay.
Is the fact that she had new eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So just because they're new, they can still be seeing a little blurry. It can be like, I'm not necessarily sure if I want to dump quite yet. So for us, it was probably the shortest date I've ever been on in my life. But
really?
Right. I think it was like 25 minutes.
Why? Because of the show or because y'all just wanted to give up?
The show's in control, right? The show's going to cut, et cetera. And I think it probably was even cut because when she started talking about the business, I started talking about my business. So they're like, oh, we ain't getting nothing else out of this, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense from a producer's side.
Why didn't you control the conversation? If I'm on a date with somebody and she starts talking about some crazy shit, I'm gonna be like, that's not what we talk about. I'm finna change the conversation. You as a man, that's your job, right?
Well, hey, how many times? Okay, let me put it this way so you can be in my shoes.
Okay.
If on the date, it's going well, et cetera. You're on TV. A person starts promoting their business, and you have a business. Are you not gonna take the opportunity to promote your business?
No.
National TV.
No, because I'm going to, because one thing I have to do is look at what I want to promote.
Right.
And I'm going to want to promote myself as a person and not my business. So I would.
But, you know, like I said, a lot of our sisters don't mind wanting the extra attention nowadays. So why not? She's going to do that. You know, hell, if I'm going to do this TV show thing, or this exposure, I might as well put out what I do to get what we call traction. you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because that video came out, what, over a year ago?
Yeah, a year and 5 months now. Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty much a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
And the young lady is still on the dating market.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, her ideals haven't changed, and that's understandable. But it's unfortunate because we're watching her be somewhat of a representation of a lot of successful women, successful Black women specifically, who get to a certain age and a certain tax bracket, and then they're somewhat stuck in their love life, right? And
yeah.
in their relationship life, because their expectations and what they want from men is not impossible, but very difficult to find as a woman, because you essentially put a dollar value on a man,
mm-hmm.
but you still want to be attracted to that man. So there's the physical aspect, and then there's the income, right? And hopefully
yeah.
his character and his personality, like the young man, like the man that was speaking before I was. And when you put all of that in, it just becomes very difficult to find. And I talk about the numbers all the time, and I think a lot of people, women specifically, Black women even more specifically, they pretty much price themselves out of the dating market and eventually the marriage market when they put these kind of arbitrary standards. I'm not in the business of telling women what they can't do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even what's impossible, but put these barriers up that make it so much more difficult for you to find someone to live the rest of your life with, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think in our lifetime, we're going to watch these people kind of age out and be single for a long period of time, maybe meet someone, then be single again for a long period of time. Or maybe, you know, their entire adulthood at a certain point will be just perpetual singleness, essentially, because, you know, you've priced yourself out of the game. And there's a lot of people that are doing that. And unfortunately, this young lady, so far from what we can see, she's one of those people. And that's sad, you know, and I'll pause right there.
And not only is sad that a lot of women intentionally, deliberately price herself, and I mean literally price themselves out this dating market, because they know that certain men will not meet up a certain unrealistic expectations. So they make the bar so high for whatever reason, to be honest, just to intimidate most of these males, personally, you know. But, yeah.
Chaos, you broke up a little bit.
Does that sound clear? I'll say this. A lot of them do that intentionally because they deliberately want to price themselves out the market. Because let's be honest.
I agree.
People should ask this question. Have most of them ever fulfilled those requirements from 20 up to 35? Any of their friends? That's friends that met this person with all these check marks that they're in a loving relationship, a marriage, and still in a marriage? Should be the question I should ask.
I mean, Chaos, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're comfortable enough, right? You have enough in life.
Yeah.
You have your nicer home, maybe, or you're stable. You have a nicer vehicle. Your child is doing okay. If
mm-hmm.
you're a single mom, you're viewing a man somewhat of a luxury item. You're not looking for stability anymore necessarily. You're looking for the nicer things in life, and this is what this man is supposed to bring to you, right? This is what
mm-hmm.
he's supposed to be here for.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of these particular women who find themselves single at these particular stages in their life, that's one of the biggest issues, is that they're not, as we, you know, when Kevin spoke to her the first time, as you see, they don't want $50,000, $60,000 a year, dude, right? Let alone the 40 and below. For them, it's my exact same income, which I'm settling for, or above. And so, like I said earlier, it is that Benz S-class of a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for her, you can see how she's maneuvering with this. And yet, so that is why it's like, I want 6'2", I want chiseled chin, I want six-pack, I want six-plus figures. once again, nothing wrong with that, but you severely hamper your chances the more supposed, you know, requirements you put on that list. Mm-hmm. And you know, I keep on circling back to this, how unfortunate it is that we're potentially going to watch her stay in this position. And if not her, it'll be one of your friends or your relatives or your, you know, family members, associates that you're going to watch. Women in general, but Black women specifically, kind of stay in these perpetual, like, mm-hmm. single for 3-4 years, meet mm-hmm. someone maybe a year or two, then single again because of these ideals, especially for the women that are doing better in life, financially and educationally.
Mm-hmm.
The women that are not and they have insane standards,
mm-hmm.
it might be a little bit easier, I think, because if you're making $30,000 a year and, like, mm-hmm. you want a $70,000 a year dude, that's mm-hmm. a little bit easier to achieve than if you're making $120,000 and you want a guy that's making $250,000. That's much more difficult, right? And then both women still want the guy to have this particular look and this particular type of personality, you know, archetype and attributes. And, yeah, it just gets real real ugly. The dating world is ugly, people. And I'll pause right there.
Yeah, it's very ugly indeed. And, like I said, you better know what's in this market or you can get slewed out quick. Let's continue.
But simply change the conversation, like, okay, so I know you're talking about a business, but let's talk about us. And I would have brought her back into that because, one,
great point.
From a show standpoint, the producers don't want to hit on by no damn business. So you got to work for the producers. And at the same time, as a man, you got to bring her back in. That's our job as men. When a woman starts, ooh, a butterfly. No. I'm back in. Your job as a man is to bring her back in. Women are loopy as hell. They're going to do this. It's not just her. Just women just be loopy, you know? So you got to bring her back in. So to be honest with you, that was another hit on you and not her. Because you got to bring the woman back in, man, because possibly due to y'all babbling about other stuff instead of, you know, y'all getting to know each other, they was just like, all right, cut, cut, cut. So you probably hurt the show itself also. Like, you got to bring her back in. You know what I'm saying? What do y'all think in the comments? Let me know. Am I wrong or what? But what do you think?
Nah, I think that's a great point, man. For me, one of the things that I did know is I was somewhat familiar with the video, so I knew who she was before the date.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know that she was a little bit older. So I think that kind of maybe had me check out a little bit because I was looking for somebody a little younger.
Wait. This man did not know this woman was older? Ladies? Ladies?
I look at you. You're average at best.
Totally blind date. You had no idea who it was.
It was totally blind. And okay. The way it was supposed to be set up is I wasn't supposed to know who it was until I walked through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking what they were expecting me to react to. Like, oh, snap, like this is...
Yeah.
Oh, but I didn't. I chose not to do that
because
I saw her walk in. So when I saw her walk in,
you already knew.
It was about 45 minutes late. When I saw her walk in, I was like, "Oh, okay, got it." So I kind of wanted a little bit of an understanding of what was happening.
So that understanding, do you think like, oh, okay, I know it's kind of like a showy type of situation and not an actual let's get to know each other situation. So I'm just going to roll with the showy side of it instead of the let me really get to know this woman side of it.
Yeah, I would say my focus was to make sure it was a pleasant experience for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was at, is that, hey, look, it's a blind date. I don't know her. Let's have a good conversation, et cetera.
Yeah.
That's kind of exactly what happened for the most part.
Was it any attraction between both of y'all? Like, she said, I like him, so So she sounds like she was.
I mean, I think that she is a pretty cool woman. I like the fact that she's a hustler. She knows what she wants. She's going out and get it.
When a man says you're a pretty cool woman, mm-hmm. that spells out that you're not that attractive.
That's somewhat in the, that's the male version of putting a woman in the friend zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember someone in the comment section, I'm not sure it was K.W. Don said that. And I answer, and I didn't really want to say it because it's not being mean, but to be fair, honest, is like, if you're not good looking in the face, regardless if you have makeup or not, the second best thing is you got to have your body on point, ladies. You know, you always hear the notion that some dudes don't look attractive in the face. And, you know, we don't folk, men should not be worrying about if they're good looking or not. You always got to think how well you are productive and how you carry yourself. And if you keep your body in good shape, even better. You know what I'm saying? On all this prettiness, that you're treading off of male character energy right there, personally.
I made several adjustments with growth. For me, just my personal preference, just to like keep it real in 100. I was at the time looking for somebody that was younger, and also I'm not a big guy on visual tattoos. Like for me to be able to look at you and see tattoos, that's not really my thing. So I was like, okay, cool. Let's just have a good conversation and let that be that. So it was a good experience. If I could do it all over again, I definitely would. And I don't have anything negative to say about it.
Okay. Everybody hit the like button. We still need a... ...100 and... ...10 more likes. All right, so... I'm not going to keep you too long because I know you got to go in a second, but what can people learn or you learn or what she can learn from this situation with this woman?
You know, I will start with the first thing, man. Know exactly what you want. Not just preferences, but knowing what you want in terms of what are your ranges for really what you're looking for. That's very important. And for okay. David, it is very difficult to separate preference from what you want, and it can make your dating experience very difficult. Once you find out what that range is for the things that you want, then you also have to go in, do the inner work, make sure that there's nothing that's stopping you, nothing that's preventing you, and also find out that there's some gaps. Like I told you a little bit earlier in the pre-show, for me, I had to change my look a little bit. Back in, I think it was 2019, I think it was, I was wearing bootcut jeans, straight leg, frayed at the bottom with some sneakers. I only had like two pair of shoes. Like, I didn't care. I was like, look, I'm good. I'm country.
Yeah.
So the only dresses I had was my boots, right? So for me, knowing that I had to think about my appearance when I was going on dates, so filling those gaps, I had to go get me some 541s. I had to go get me some white bottoms and have to step the game up and get my beard right. I can't go out there looking like a ruffle muffin, right? So figure out those gaps, if it's income, if it's your appearance, how you talk, et cetera, for what you want. And then after that, you just got to go after it and know the market. If you don't know the dating market, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what the guys want that you're looking for. You don't know what the women want that you're looking for. You're literally fishing with no bait on the hook, and then you're frustrated at the pool, the lake, the river, whatever, and it just damages people a lot.
Chaos, can you pause it right there?
Wait.
I think that adds to the end.
All right. Go ahead, Mrs. Z.
You know, what this young man did is very important. We find this across the dating world for men and for women, but specifically for women. They don't know men, nor do they care to know men.
Mm-hmm.
And many of these ladies, black women specifically, have at best a low-level contempt for black men. And yet they want the best outcomes when it comes to dating and relationships and marriage, hopefully, right,
mm-hmm.
eventually. And that is one of the major issues we're having in our society, is young people looking at each other as a commodity, like a thing, right? And then you don't really want that person outside of what they represent, right? Some type of status symbol, some type of, like to give you that self-confidence that you don't have, your insatiable inferiority complex, you're using that person to kind of fill a void. And we're getting to the place now where there's enough women that have enough money and enough status on their own, it's becoming more and more difficult for them to find that man that fills that particular void. Once again, tying to what I said earlier about pricing yourself out the game.
Mm-hmm.
When you have contempt for the opposite sex, you don't care what they like. You don't care, especially the type of man or the type of woman that you want, right?
Yeah.
You just want them to bow to you, essentially. And I'm using that word bow to you on the term bow to you on purpose, because that's what it really is. If we're going to get to it, you want the type of person you want, but yet you want this kind of exclusive person, this rare person. If they're a certain height, they have a certain type of look, they make a certain type of money, that's getting to more and more rare, right?
Yeah.
And yet you still want that person to be super humble and act like they're not all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're still going to have that low level, at best, contempt for them. Like, how does this work? I'm happy this man said that, right? You don't know anything about men in general. Then you, even though you grew up in the black community around other black people, around black boys and black men, you never took the time out to actually look at the difference between a black girl and a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're an adult, you have your own son, which should give you just an inkling of how black males think, right? Because your son is not a full-on man yet, but just an inkling of how black males think. Still don't know. Okay, fine. You went out to Kevin's show about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. and we saw that you didn't care. A year and a half later, we still kind of see that you don't care. All right. And this is an issue across the board. Even if you're going to date out, you have to have an idea of what men are into. Just like men, if you're a heterosexual man, when you're dating, you have to give some type of care about what that woman that you want, that you covet,
yeah.
what she likes, what is her thing. If you don't, then you're going to find yourself perpetually single. And I'll end with this. What this young man just said is 100% right. There's a lot of women who are fishing with no bait. As a matter of fact, they don't even got the rod. They don't have nothing. Right? They have nothing, no fishing pole, no bait, no nothing. They're just at the lake looking at it and wondering when the fish are just going to come to them. And that's just not, that's not the world we live in anymore. Maybe that was the world pre-1980, pre-1970, but that's not the world we live in anymore. And I'll even do women a solid and say the world has changed so fast that many of them really don't know how to grasp onto this new change. And I think that's not exclusive to women. That's kind of a man thing also. The world is changing so fast, and some of these rules are unraveling in front of us, and we just don't know what to do. Look, once again, like he said, there's a lot of women, this young lady in particular, they're fishing with no fishing pole, no bait. They're just standing at the lake hoping the fish swim to them, and it's just not going to work. I'll pause right there.
Excellent. Let me finish running this fight because he's about to jump off. Let me try this.
That's what's up. Well, thank you for pulling up on me, bro. Like, me and you know each other personally, and I find out you went out on a date with Jessica. I want to know how it was, but I'm not a gossipy person, so I'm not like, what's the tea or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, like, has she learned from her situation? Because she was talking about she was dating down. So my last question was, do you think she's still looking to date down after going out on a date with you? And so you kind of like didn't like her, right?
I would say exactly what I was looking for.
Is this the reason why you think she looks to date down? Because when she dates up, like somebody like you, they don't want her?
Not necessarily, man. I mean, you got guys that, for her being 36, you got guys in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s that would date her. straight up. And then especially like the 40s to 50s probably would be, you know, at that dance all day long. So I think it's just lining what she's looking for and what she's open for and dropping a lot of the preferences. Like I said, we don't know all of those preferences that she's communicated that to.
Yeah.
But maybe it's the preferences that she's gone after that bring her down to a lower quality of guy.
Right.
A whole nother conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense. But all right, man, I know you got to go. We're going to keep this.
All right. Let me see if he's gone. Hold on.
Original stream or whatever.
All right. Yeah, let me stop this. All right. Pause. Yeah. All right. That's the end of that part. Good work.
What he said was true. You know, and I'll end out with this, Chaos, because I got to jump off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this lady, to me, she's not hideous. She's, in, to me, she reminds me of so many sisters I run into that are either in academia or they're an attorney or they have their business and they're making okay money, right? Or better than okay money. Let me correct that. Like 80 plus. That 80 plus window, especially when you get to like 80 to like 150-ish, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the young, and I remember this even as a child, right? But I'm an adult now, I'm 35. She sound like so many of them, which is like they find themselves in this weird gray area because what they want is like insane. And so I think that's where you get some of this swirler divester language more and more now, because
mm-hmm.
they think they can, like, you know, race is class in America in many ways. So they think they can like class their way out of their race because they have this particular